More than 100 abandoned oil wells dot the tundra on federal land on the North Slope, and efforts to clean them up have been delayed for decades. Now the Bureau of Land Management has launched an ambitious plan to clean up many of the wells that are the highest priority hazards. Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Steve Cohn, Deputy Director of Resources for BLM Alaska, says the wells were drilled during the 1940s and 50s by the U.S. Geological Survey and the U.S. Navy before the lands were transferred to BLM to administer as the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska.
These wells have really always been a federal responsibility. They were drilled by federal agencies for the purpose of trying to determine what the resources are in the area. But it's now our responsibility as well to make sure that these wells are properly cleaned and remediated.
The risks posed by the wells are highly variable, according to Kathy Forster, chair of the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission.
One that's going to be plugged this year has been leaking hydrocarbon gases into the environment for years. Some have all kinds of surface debris, including old drilling mud that's probably caused ground contamination. One site has hundreds of drums.
Some are located in subsistence hunting areas and could pose a danger to human health. In 2013, BLM received $50 million from the Helium Stewardship Act. The agency has spent $10 million of those funds to plug three of the so-called legacy wells at Umiat within NPRA and to conduct surface cleanup near Cape Simpson east of Barrow. Nicole Hayes, Legacy Wells Project Coordinator, says since 2002, 68 wells have been cleaned up or do not need further action, while 18 of them are still being used by the USGS to monitor Arctic climate change.
And then 50 wells are the ones that we've focused on as needing some level of remediation, whether it's surface or subsurface.
BLM's program will target 18 of those wells for work this year. Hayes says the remaining $40 million from the Helium Fund money will be used on contracts with Marsh Creek and Alunik Construction. The wells needing work have been prioritized in collaboration with the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. The logistics of the work make it expensive. Hayes says it takes $2 to $3 million just to mobilize to the sites due to the heavy equipment needed. And Rob Brumbaugh, a former well remediation coordinator, says records on the wells either were lost or not kept at all.
When we go to plug these wells, we don't really know what we're getting into. We have some rough ideas based upon some of the studies that are still around. But you're dealing with, old wellhead components that may or may not be functioning. You're dealing with old casing, which may or may not be collapsed.
Brumbaugh says ice has plugged many of the wells, and that has to be removed before cement plugs can be put in. Hayes says to date, BLM and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers have spent $99 million on plugging and cleaning up 21 of the wells. She says the cleanup program has been made possible by the efforts of Senator Lisa Murkowski to secure funding. I'm Ellen Lockyer.